I'm the worst driver at the moment. As I get older, I'm getting more and more. I mean, even coming here, I was late for the tech, and I was in that state. So you ever sit in your car and go, I'm so stressed now, I could kill someone. Don't get that. I'm thinking, I'm going to be late. I'm going to be completely late. I could fucking kill someone. I think I could kill someone, and there's people in the world who want to die. There must be a way of getting us together. If you could just phone a number, so hi, suicide line, meet me in Crouch End, 10 minutes. Turn up, there's a guy, hi, suicide, get that, God, you bastard! But I'm calmer now. No, I mean, that would be, obviously, if there are suicidal people here, I don't mean offence at all. You came down for a final laugh, that wasn't a joke. I'm not anti, because I think people are really tough on suicidal people. You know, I often hear people say, I think suicide's just really selfish. You kind of think suicidal people are tough enough on themselves already without being told they're selfish. If you were in a skyscraper and someone's standing on the window ledge, would you open the window to go, it's all me, me, me with you, isn't it? That told him. But anyway, as I was saying, I'm a stress driver. Sat-nav helps. Are we sat-nav people? No, not at all. Yes, oh no, quite poor over here. It's worth it. It's worth whatever. Oh, 200 quid, I think I paid. Brilliant, because it tells you what lane to get into. Mine's amazing. It chills me out. It's like, keep left, keep right. As you're going through Hackney, it's keep the doors locked. But it's... No, you start to rely on it. It chills me out. I want one for my whole life. I want to, like, walk around with it just giving me advice. You know, at the next opportunity, compliment your wife. You know? It's like, wakes me up in the morning going, after a healthy breakfast, proceed to the gym. When I don't do anything, it's just like, your life is heading in the wrong direction.